And it's 8:50 and time for our first report on the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. Joining us for our pre-opening report is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. USDA reported yesterday afternoon that 29% of the corn crop has been harvested, below the five-year average of 32%. The trade was expecting between 30 and 35%. 44% of the Illinois corn crop is in the bin. Iowa is lagging at 17%. In soybeans, 47% of the crop has been harvested. That's in line with the five-year average. The trade was expecting a number between 40 and 45%. 69% of the winter wheat crop has been planted, slightly below the five-year average of 70%. 37% has emerged. We'll discuss the implications of these numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. The Midwest direct hog markets are called 50 cents to mostly $1 per hundredweight lower today, pressured by adequate supplies. Terminals called steady to lower, with tops from $42.50 to $45. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 lower today, with a top price of $42.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, October 10th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,973. For the base market hog, on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $55 to $66, the weighted average $63.43, a loss of $1.22 for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.31 to $52.50, and the weighted average was $50.24. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,321, the base price range $54.75 to $66.22, the weighted average $62.79, a loss of $1.33 for Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.50 to $51.88, and the weighted average was $47.76.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, the first of two cold fronts is pushing through central Illinois even as we speak. Some light showers associated with that front have moved through the area. Generally, it looks like anywhere from a quarter to a half inch in some locations of rain has already fallen. The second cold front is stretched across central Iowa, back across Nebraska. Behind that is the core of the coldest air that will bring a hard freeze to areas from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, northern Illinois, west central Illinois, and scattered frost across the rest of Illinois and Indiana, maybe excepting the extreme southern sections by tomorrow morning. The cloud cover tonight will keep temperatures from taking that big tumble across central portions of the state. And areas to the south and west of us yesterday picked up heavy rain. Some locations in Texas picked up as much as 5.5 inches of rain. In fact, Georgetown, Texas picked up 5.47. College Station, 3.25 inches of rain. Houston, Texas, just over 2.5 inches of rain. So widespread areas of Texas and even in through Oklahoma picked up some much-needed rainfall. For the weather today in the west, dry weather favors the autumn field work, but parts of the Pacific Northwest continue to be too dry for proper establishment of the fall sown small grains on the plains. A few snow showers lingering across northern portions of the region where the morning's low temperatures generally between 20 and 30 degrees, although temperatures not low enough to harm emerged winter wheat. The cool weather is slowing the crop development there. Across the Corn Belt, rain changing to snow across the upper Mississippi Valley. Widespread rain showers slowing or halting summer crop harvest and winter wheat planting elsewhere in the Midwest. Fields remain very wet in portions of the eastern Corn Belt. Much colder temperatures starting to push into the western belt, but unharvested summer crop are mature enough to withstand a hard freeze. In the south, autumn field work advancing with few delays despite the arrival of some isolated showers. The exception may be in southeastern Virginia, where the weekend precipitation has left things unfavorably wet. and some peanut and cotton areas will continue to be too wet for the upcoming several days. Looking at South American weather, a favorable weather pattern is expected to prevail in Argentina for the next 2 weeks. Biggest precipitation event will start up on Thursday, run through Saturday of this week, when rainfall ranges are expected to be between a half inch and an inch and a half. Some local totals over 2 inches. Precipitation will affect just about all of the crop area. After that, rain a little more infrequent, light favoring aggressive field work and early season crop development. In Brazil, favorable crop moisture will be available in most of Brazil during the next 10 days to 2 weeks. Rain expected frequently enough to maintain favorable soil moisture in support of spring planting and the early season crop development. The exception will be in northern Minas Gerais in Bahia, where dryness will be only be partially relieved if they receive a significant rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5.13¾, up a half, last trade up 2. March, 5.23, up 3, last trade up 6. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 5.01, unchanged, last trade up a half. March, 5.10, down 4.5, last trade down 3. July, 4.54¼, down a half, last trade down a quarter. December corn opened at 2.75¼, unchanged, last trade up 1.5. March, 2.87¾, down a quarter, last trade up 1. May, 2.94, down a quarter, last trade up 2.25. July, 2.99¼, down a quarter, last trade up 1.5. Red line December, 3.06, down a half, last trade up 1. November beans opened at 5.59¾, down 3/4, last trade up a quarter. January, 5.73½, down 1¾, last trade down a quarter. July, 6.03¾, up 1, last trade down a quarter. October soybean meal opened at 1.65¾, up 10, last trade down 10. December soybean oil opened at 24.52, down 1, last trade down 8. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What's the trade going to make about crop progress from yesterday afternoon?
Well, it's funny. The corn harvest number seemed to be a little bit lower than expectations, and some people are calling that a little friendly. I would see that as a little negative myself, just because it means not as much has been harvested as they thought. It's still coming. And, it's not a big difference either way, but, you know, presumably a little more harvest pressure is still ahead of us than behind us. So, at any rate, that'd be my take on it. It seems to be a little bit different than others are saying. Beans are 47% done. That was a little above expectations. So I guess using my same logic, maybe be a little friendly beans, but I don't see it as that just because the bean carryover, it's just a whole different story. But basically, I think we'll sort of probably take a little bit of a breather as far as volatility goes today, you know, with the report tomorrow and after the craziness we've been through. I would think we'd kind of tend to be confined to a fairly narrow range.
So a little bit of firmness then on what, position squaring heading into tomorrow?
I think so. A little firmness for starters. I mean, corn probably penny and a half higher. I mean, just going from the night sessions indications. Beans look like they could be penny either way of unchanged. Wheat. Boy, wheat's a tough one. What else is new? But I thought last night's action, I mean, it sure tried to firm up but never really could do it. We finished, about a penny higher or so. So the calls I've heard anywhere from steady to two higher, and some are saying one to four better. But I just say steady, firm in the nearby, and the back months look a little soft.
Of course, we have the crop production report out tomorrow. Corn, the average guess, 11.144 billion bushels. Soybeans, 3.213. But fundamentals haven't played into this market for a while. Will it tomorrow?
I would have to think so. Not necessarily that the market will act like you would logically think, but I think you just getting it out of the way will give a green light for, you know, whatever some of the big players behind the scenes want to do. I think a lot of people kind of tend to hold off on putting their money on the table until this is out of the way. So, I don't know, given those numbers, though, there certainly is potential for surprise here. It's interesting in that the average trade guest is looking for a little bit of an increase in corn yield, and yet they're looking for a little decrease in the carryover. I think the corn yield is just absolutely up for grabs. I mean, I think you can just flip a coin, it could be a bushel higher or lower, seems like to me, and I would expect the market to act accordingly. But so it's kind of like the drums rolling right now, and just have to see what they think it is.
All right, turn your attention to the Merck. We have 30 seconds there.
It looks like a little bit easier across the board. I'd say both cattle and hogs, I'm hearing, are going to be something like 10 or 20 lower over there.
All right, Clayton, you have a grand
day. All right, Dave, thank you. Bye.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural programming. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.